Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. New York City officials say almost half of the people arrested at pro-Palestinian protests at two campuses there this week aren't affiliated with either school. That follows repeated claims by the city's mayor that outside agitators escalated the protests that led to the arrests. NPR's Emma Bowman has more.
The arrest breakdown follows mounting pressure for New York Mayor Eric Adams to reveal how many of those arrested at Columbia University and City College of New York were students. Protests at Columbia hit a turning point on Tuesday after demonstrators took over Hamilton Hall. School officials said outsiders unaffiliated with the school were leading the occupation of the building, and the school called in the NYPD. Many demonstrators later moved to protest at nearby City College. The city said Thursday that 134 of the 282 people arrested at both schools were not students or faculty there. Students have criticized the heavy use of force by police who showed up in riot gear. Emma Bowman, NPR News.
The Republican National Committee is holding its spring retreat in Florida this weekend. Some of the events will take place at Mar-a-Lago, the resort owned by the presumptive nominee, former President Trump. He spent much of this week in a Manhattan courtroom for the second week of testimony in his criminal hush money trial, accused of falsifying business records to hide damaging information about him before the 2016 presidential election. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
In order for that to be a felony in New York, there has to be an underlying crime. In this case, an alleged conspiracy to illegally influence the outcome of the election. And the first witness in the case, David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, walked us through that, just making an arrangement with Trump and his former attorney, Michael Cohen, to keep an eye out for information brokers like Davidson and buy up their stories and, quote, take them off the market, all to help Trump's campaign, he said.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein, a Stein reporting. Over 16,000 pounds of ground beef produced by Cargill Meat Solutions have been recalled due to concerns of possible E. coli contamination. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
The USDA says the recalled items include trays of ground beef and burger patties produced in late April. The agency says that so far there have been no confirmed reports of illness. Cargill Meat Solutions said in a statement that it became concerned of a possible contamination after discovering previously segregated product had ended up being used in ground beef production and launched the voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution. The various meat products were sold to Walmart stores in several East Coast states from Vermont to North Carolina. The USDA advises consumers to either throw out the contaminated beef or return it to the place of purchase. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Aetna has agreed to settle a lawsuit over whether its fertility treatment coverage discriminates against LGBTQ plus patients. Under the deal, the health insurers will make coverage of artificial insemination standard for all customers nationally and will work to ensure that patients have equal access to more expensive in vitro fertilization procedures. A federal judge still has to approve this deal. The pioneering minimalist artist Frank Stella has died at his home in Manhattan of lymphoma. He was 87 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman has more.
In the early 1960s, Frank Stella's black paintings were a radical proposal in the art world. Paintings before them were meant to be representative. Think realism in the 19th century. But Stella told WHYY's Fresh Air in the year 2000 that his paintings were meant to be just paintings.
Well, it was about being able to make an abstract painting that really wasn't based on anything but the gesture of making itself.
This straightforward philosophy of art informed the minimalist movement of the 1960s. Stella was not interested in emotions and representations. Instead, he famously stated, "What you see is what you see." Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
A part of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, remains closed this weekend as crews make repairs after a fiery crash between a car and two tanker trucks, one of which was carrying thousands of gallons of fuel. Officials hope to get it opened by Monday. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.